Few hot-button issues are hotter these days than immigration. In fact, just about the only area of consensus on the subject is agreement that the current system is not working effectively.
Currently, we have a system that tries to keep everybody out and is not particularly good at keeping out anybody.
Kevin R. Johnson is dean of the UC Davis Law School and author of the 2007 book Opening the Floodgates: Why America Needs to Rethink Its Borders and Immigration Laws. He'll be the opening speaker tomorrow at Sonoma State in a series of events there that will examine the immigration issue from multiple perspectives. Johnson believes that any serious consideration of reform must incorporate labor and business considerations.
We really have to make our immigration laws more consistent with our labor needs. We currently have a system where there are a large number of undocumented immigrants who come to this country to work and, in fact, do work. And they come here without proper documentation because they can get jobs here.
Arizona's recent bid to enact its own stringent immigration law is an understandable response to frustration over the ineffectiveness of existing national rules, Johnson says. But ultimately, it is not possible to make immigration policy at the state level.
Immigration, generally speaking, has been thought of as a federal issue, something the federal government deals with. We have to have a national body of laws that deals with admissions and deportations and tries to balance difficult issues like the labor market, issues like foreign relations, issues like human rights. That's really historically has been a federal issue.
Reforming policy at the national level will require bold political leadership and, in Johnson's words, a sober, serious, rational, and fact-based dialogue about immigration reform. Meanwhile, however, demographic trends in California and across the country are already reshaping the terms of such a discussion.
The Latino population is growing by leaps and bounds in state after state. It's starting to have an impact on elections. We, for example, I don't think in California see the kinds of laws that you're seeing in some states getting past, states like Oklahoma and Arizona, in part because the Latino population is organized, is politically active, and is growing. And as that change occurs, the politics of immigration may slowly but surely change.
These changes will not diminish the need for comprehensive reexamination of the critically flawed current system, which, as Johnson notes, must also incorporate national security concerns, one of the conspicuous weaknesses in the status quo.
The answer to me, it seems, isn't for each state to pass their own immigration laws, but it's a clarion call to the federal government that they better step up to the plate and do something on immigration, or we're going to see more of these state and local laws, more hostility and tension at the state and local levels, and we're going to see more problems, not more solutions. In my end game vision, I see something allowing for more liberal migration, but at the same time focusing on keeping out true dangers to our society.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.